Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2021.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
Now, Amity Reed is here, former NHS midwife, author of Overdue, Birth, Burnout and A Blueprint for a Better NHS. Amity, welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, and you're pretty critical in this book. It's very interesting in the sense that you're not sentimental about it, and you make very clear that some midwives are actually capable of being very judgmental about the women in their care and frankly, sometimes pretty uncaring. So just tell me a little bit about that.
Extract number 1.
Now, I've been really looking forward to talking to our next guest, Rhianna Pratchett, the first woman to write one of the Fighting Fantasy series of books. Rhianna, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I'm very well, thank you.
It's called Crystal of Storms. Now, this is a world that will be much loved by some of our audience, though not all. So I just want you to outline it for them, everybody, please. It's a fantastic world, and I really do mean that. So take us there.
Thank you. My story takes place on a floating archipelago of islands called Pangaea.
Extract number 2.
Andrea Leadsom, who is the former business secretary and in charge of the government's early years development review, which is looking at the first 2.5 years of a child's life. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, these are really important years. Why are they so important?
Well, the period from conception to the age of 2 are the time in which the building blocks for good lifelong emotional and largely physical health are laid down. So that period when a tiny first fetus and then an infant comes along are absolutely critical to the rest of their life.
Extract number 3.
Now, a film I watched the other night, if I'm honest with you, I actually didn't know what it was about until I started watching it. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fascinating look at something that, let's be honest, does dominate the headlines a little at the moment. The film is called A Perfectly Normal Family, and it's about an 11-year-old girl, Emma, whose father tells her that he wants to become a woman, and it's based on the director Malu Raymond's own childhood experiences. Malu joins us from Denmark, and so too does her father Helen, who is in France. Malu, first of all, good morning to you.
Extract number 4.
Lisa Beaumont. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
Just been awarded the Health Play Specialist of the Year Award. This is for your work at the Children's Hospital in Leeds. Now, Lisa, tell us how you got into this sort of work. How long have you been there?
I'm very fortunate to be working at the Leeds Children's Hospital now for just nearly 32 years. I got into this job many years ago when I saw an advertisement in a local paper and thought, wow, that sounds really interesting.
Extract number 5.
Let's start then with America, with American politics. Last week we discussed the record number of Democrat women running for Congress. Today we focus on the Republicans. There are currently 101 women in the House of Representatives. Just 13 are Republicans. That looks like that number is going to go up. Olivia Perez-Cubas is media spokesman for Winning for Women, an organisation set up in 2017 to support more Republican female candidates.
Extract number 6.
Now, last night, a new play was performed outside by a community theatre on Dartmoor. It's called Daughters of Sunset and was inspired by the discovery in 2011 of a Bronze Age burial chamber. It contained the remains of cremated human bone, animal pelts and jewellery. The 3,500-year-old remains are thought to have belonged to a high-ranking female. Begging the question, might there have been societies that were matriarchal, led by women? Well, Florrie Taylor is one of the producers of the play for the Med Theatre.
Extract number 7.
Helen Simpson and Chandra Morby, they are two of the women at the forefront of Britain's first hydrogen train. Here's Helen.
My favourite part about my job is the innovation and development of new technologies and trying to get those onto trains. And Chandra has a real passion for project management.
Tell us a bit then about how does a hydrogen fuel train work?
Well, there are three main components that you need. Somewhere to store the hydrogen. So there's some hydrogen storage tanks.
Extract number 8.
So today's how-to guide is how to be on time, not too early and not too late. I'm joined by the therapist, Philippa Perry. Philippa, where do you fall on this scale?
I'd say neurotically punctual. I'm always early. I don't mind being early. I prefer it to sitting on the edge of a taxi trying to get the car to go faster.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
Now, I've been really looking forward to talking to our next guest, Rhianna Pratchett, the first woman to write one of the Fighting Fantasy series of books. Rhianna, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I'm very well, thank you.
It's called Crystal of Storms. Now, this is a world that will be much loved by some of our audience, though not all. So I just want you to outline it for them, everybody, please. It's a fantastic world, and I really do mean that. So take us there.
Thank you. My story takes place on a floating archipelago of islands called Pangaea.
Extract number two.
Andrea Leadsom, who is the former business secretary and in charge of the government's early years development review, which is looking at the first 2.5 years of a child's life. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, these are really important years. Why are they so important?
Well, the period from conception to the age of two are the time in which the building blocks for good lifelong emotional and largely physical health are laid down. So that period when a tiny first fetus and then an infant comes along are absolutely critical to the rest of their life.
Extract number three.
Now, a film I watched the other night, if I'm honest with you, I actually didn't know what it was about until I started watching it. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fascinating look at something that, let's be honest, does dominate the headlines a little at the moment. The film is called A Perfectly Normal Family, and it's about an 11-year-old girl, Emma, whose father tells her that he wants to become a woman. And it's based on the director Malu Raymond's own childhood experiences. Malu joins us from Denmark, and so too does her father, Helen, who is in France. Malu, first of all, good morning to you.
Extract number four.
Lisa Beaumont. Good morning, Lisa. Just been awarded the Health Play Specialist of the Year Award. This is for your work at the Children's Hospital in Leeds. Now, Lisa, tell us how you got into this sort of work. How long have you been there?
I'm very fortunate to be working at the Leeds Children's Hospital now for just nearly 32 years. I got into this job many years ago when I saw an advertisement in a local paper and thought, wow, that sounds really interesting.
Extract number five.
Let's start then with America, with American politics. Last week we discussed the record number of Democrat women running for Congress. Today we focus on the Republicans. There are currently 101 women in the House of Representatives. Just 13 are Republicans. That looks like that number is going to go up. Olivia Perez-Cubas is media spokesman for Winning for Women, an organisation set up in 2017 to support more Republican female candidates.
Extract number six.
Now, last night, a new play was performed outside by a community theatre on Dartmoor. It's called Daughters of Sunset and was inspired by the discovery in 2011 of a Bronze Age burial chamber. It contained the remains of cremated human bone, animal pelts and jewellery. The 3,500-year-old remains are thought to have belonged to a high-ranking female, begging the question, might there have been societies that were matriarchal, led by women? Well, Florrie Taylor is one of the producers of the play for the Med Theatre.
Extract number seven.
Helen Simpson and Chandra Morby, they are two of the women at the forefront of Britain's first hydrogen train. Here's Helen.
My favourite part about my job is the innovation and development of new technologies and trying to get those onto trains. And Chandra has a real passion for project management.
Tell us a bit then about how does a hydrogen fuel train work?
Well, there are three main components that you need. Somewhere to store the hydrogen. So there's some hydrogen storage tanks.
Extract number 8.
So today's how-to guide is how to be on time, not too early and not too late. I'm joined by the therapist, Philippa Perry. Philippa, where do you fall on this scale?
I'd say neurotically punctual. I'm always early. I don't mind being early. I prefer it to sitting on the edge of a taxi trying to get the car to go faster.
This is the end of task 1.